Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Tensions in Burundi prior to balloting. At least two people died in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Witnesses reported today as tensions rise in the lead-up to contested elections. Voters in Burundi go to polls on Monday. VOA's William Eagle reports.
The legislative elections will take place despite efforts to delay them. The European Union, African Union, East African Community, and the United Nations Secretary General have asked that they be postponed until the opposition and the government can agree on how to ensure the elections will be transparent and inclusive. Over the past week, grenade attacks shook several towns, killing four and injuring dozens. One of the country's two vice presidents and two members of the Electoral Commission have fled. Observers say in this environment, the ruling CNDD, FDD, and allied smaller parties are guaranteed a substantial win. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
The Greek parliament voted today in favor of the request from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's government for a referendum on the terms of an international bailout deal that will soon expire. Greeks will vote in the referendum July 5th. Mr. Tsipras said the people must decide free of any blackmail. The French Prime Minister Manuel Valls warned today that there is a real risk of Greece leaving the eurozone if Greek voters say no to the bailout proposals in the upcoming referendum. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. Earlier today, the U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State John Kerry held high-level talks with the Iranian delegation. VOA's Al Pessin has more on the story.
Iran does want to avoid inspections of its military facilities and interviews with its scientists, but military site inspections are part of the global non-proliferation rules that 126 other countries accept and that are the basis of the prospective deal with Iran. Ariane Tabatabai of Washington's Georgetown University, who spoke via Skype.
On the one hand, it really wants a deal. On the other hand, it needs to make sure that the deal doesn't come at a cost for its national security, which, you know, access to military facilities, to nuclear scientists could potentially jeopardize.
Public statements on all sides are part negotiating tactic, part domestic politics. But in the coming days, rhetoric will give way to political reality inside the negotiating rooms. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Kuwait said today it has identified a Saudi citizen as a suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shiite mosque, killing at least 26 people and wounding many others. The Interior Ministry said Fahd Suleiman Abdulmohsen al-Qabaz is responsible for Friday's assault on the mosque during the holy month of Ramadan. The incident in Kuwait was one of three terrorist attacks Friday on three continents. The Tunisian prime minister scrambled Saturday to boost security as thousands of foreign tourists fled the country following the terrorist attack at a seaside resort. More than 500 people were injured, nearly 200 seriously, in a fire at a water park outside Taiwan's capital of Taipei. The fire accidentally erupted when colored theatrical powder ignited as it was thrown from a stage onto a crowd of 1,000 young people dancing and enjoying music. Dazed victims were carried from the Formosa water park on inflatable rubber rings. According to Taiwan's central news agency, the blaze was quickly brought under control. The cause is under investigation. Gay couples have been celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling legalizing same-sex marriage with spontaneous weddings and gatherings across the United States, while some conservative politicians and religious groups are demanding stronger legal protections for those wishing to avoid endorsing those unions. Marriage licenses were issued to same-sex couples minutes after the ruling in at least eight states in the South and Midwest where gay marriage was previously banned. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.